You are listening to Vectis Radio on 104.6 FM and online. We are beaming to you from the Isle of Wight in this beautiful sunshine. Well, it's not sunny in the studio, though, sadly. However, the good news is that it's time for Vectis Volunteers, our regular Friday slot, about this time every week. And it's when we chat to an organisation on the Isle of Wight, find out a bit more about what they do and ways that perhaps you could get involved as a volunteer. And this week, my guest is Cherie. Did I get that right?
Yes, you got that right.
Oh, thank goodness. From SEAP.
Kind of.
Oh no, it's going wrong now, isn't it?
Okay, so it's known as SEAP.
Yes.
But the letters actually stand for Support, Empower, Advocate and Promote.
Okay. And Cherie, give us your full name and your title.
Okay, so it's Cherie Gallen and I'm Supervising Advocate of the Independent Health Complaints Advocacy Service on the Isle of Wight.
Okay, fantastic. Now, I've got to be brutally honest, I'd not heard of you until this came up on the schedule, the rolling programme of chats that we're doing. So the starting point would be, I can get the sense of being an advocate, advising people and helping them, but do you do a specific kind of advocacy in the health field? Is that what sets you apart?
Yes. Yeah. So the job of an advocate is to provide information to people, tell them their choices about a particular course of action, and then really to make sure their voice is heard. And sometimes that can be by writing a letter for them, or sometimes it can be going with them to a meeting and helping them to speak, or even speaking for them. But the idea is to make sure they're completely in control of their own choices.
Okay. What sort of circumstances would SEAP, is that right?
SEAP,
nearly. I'll get it right eventually. What sort of circumstances would SEAP get involved? What sort of problems are you dealing with?
Okay, so we run the charity SEAP across the south of England, and we run all sorts of different types of advocacy projects for people with all sorts of different problems, learning difficulties, mental health, prisoners, all sorts of things. But on the island specifically, we are commissioned by the Isle of Wight Council for the Independent Health Complaints Advocacy Service.
Right.
So anyone who wants to make a complaint or has any questions about any NHS funded care, and that can be their GPs or their doctors at the hospital, it could be mental health in the community at the hospital, even pharmacists, dentists and opticians, they have the right to have somebody to help them through that process. And that also extends to any of the prisoners at HMP Isle of Wight as well.
Okay, fantastic. And I'm a bit ashamed that I hadn't heard of you, but maybe I'm lucky because I haven't needed to even think about using that sort of service. But so that gives rise to the next question, I suppose. It's like, how busy are you? Are there a lot of cases that you have to deal with every single week?
We are quite busy. At the moment, we have two part-time advocates on the island, both of whom hold a full caseload. So we have approximately 60 to 70 cases ongoing at any particular time.
Wow.
And that's just on the Isle of Wight. But we probably have capacity for more, and that's why we're trying to spread awareness about the service and awareness about the need for volunteers to assist us in that.
Is there, I know you need to be careful about what you say because it's a sensitive area, isn't it, obviously, and we don't want to talk about personal situations.
No, of course
not. Is there any evidence, because all the publicity seems to be about the systems creaking and things are going wrong, all sorts of horror stories, aren't there, about health and care in the UK generally. Do you have any sense of what it's really like on the ground? Are you getting more and more cases?
Or? We are getting more and more cases. I've actually just completed the annual report for the Isle of Wight to give to the council, and we've seen something like a 25 to 50% increase on cases on the previous year.
Really?
So obviously the Isle of Wight Trust has been struggling for a little while. The whole point of making a complaint, really, from a wider perspective, is to ensure that things are improved, that what's happened to somebody doesn't happen again. But as well as that, a lot of people want to get answers to their questions. They want to feel some sort of closure about what they've experienced. So we're there to help them with all those sorts of outcomes.
Yeah. And thinking about the angle of looking for volunteers, at first thought would be, whoa, this sounds like it could be quite scary. work, doesn't it? You're dealing with people who've got a problem, and if it's a health problem, then they're going to be really, really sensitive about it. And
yes.
It sounds like quite a tough environment. But is it like that?
You do have to... we would be looking for people who can show compassion and sympathy, people who are good listeners and good communicators, and also people who can hold to a very high threshold of confidentiality. That's particularly important, especially in such a close community like the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
But the thing is with SEAP is we provide all training and support, and that is given to all our volunteers. So volunteers are given a training program, and they also are provided support constantly with regular supervisions and meetings with their managers. In this case, it would be me as their managers, so that they're guided all the way through and they're never left on their own to be terrified.
Yeah. And so I've probably got the idea now, so well done for explaining it to me and everybody else. So what sort of voluntary work is there with SEAP?
Okay, so there's a two-pronged voluntary work for the island. Firstly, we're looking to start a kind of like a project where volunteers assist people who are perhaps a little bit more capable to advocate for themselves. Quite often we get people who are perfectly capable, they have an advocate, but they'll just check in ever so often to find out about the next stage.
Yeah.
And then other times we'll have people who obviously have quite severe health issues, perhaps severe learning difficulties or mental health issues, and they provide a lot more intensive support. What we want to do is to ensure that people who perhaps don't need quite so much of that support, we can empower them to be able to do that themselves and perhaps not need us in the future. We're trying to get ourselves out of a job. So there's that project which we'd like to have volunteers to help to do that.
Okay.
And also we want to continue raising awareness of the service on the island. Service has actually been on the island since 2003, albeit under a different name for quite some time, but it is one of those things that constantly needs re-advertising, re-promoting, and we'd like some support with that as well.
And do you find that people generally don't know about, like me, that people haven't heard of you? They only know of you when they need your help,
Once they need our help, if they hear of us at that particular time, and we do have agreements with a lot of the GP surgeries and the trust on the island to give them our leaflets and give that information to patients when they make a complaint. But we'd like also to get that information out into the community, and it's very much a very ongoing situation. So.
Yeah. And can I just ask you about you and how
you want?
Don't look so worried. But how you got involved personally in this?
Okay, well, about 14 years ago, I was working for an estate agent on the island, and I wasn't enjoying it a lot. I wanted to do something that was more helpful to people as opposed to just being involved in buying and selling. And I'd done some medical courses at college, and I was very interested in the NHS and very interested in medicine as a whole. So SEAP advertised for an administrator for this service on the island, and I went for it and very happily got the job. And then as time went on, I progressed to be an advocate and then a supervising advocate.
Oh, fantastic. And just for people who may be listening, because we're online as well as on FM elsewhere in the country, and we know that people do, is the service available all over the UK, or is it just the South Coast?
No, so the Independent Health Complaints Advocacy Service is available all over the UK, but it is provided by different providers. Because it's contracted out from local government. So we hold it in the Isle of Wight and Southampton. Those are the teams I cover, and we hold several other teams across the country, across the south of the country. If you are in a different part of the country and you want to know what your local service is, you should check with your local council's website, or if you phone your local NHS trust, they should be able to tell you as well.
Okay, and could you find out just by, you know, if you go into the doctors anyway, could you just ask at the GP and say, what about the service, or is it less likely that they would know?
They should certainly be able to find out for you.
Yeah.
Failing that, Health Watch will know.
Health Watch.
Okay. Health Watch knows everything, and they will know.
Okay. So let's just recap, because we're coming to the end now. And so well done for explaining it, Walker, because it's
Thank
not
you.
It's covers quite a wide range of
yes.
stuff, this, doesn't it? So CEAP is the name of the organisation.
Yes.
And it's advocacy
yep.
for health related issues. People who have health related issues
yeah.
and maybe a complaint is involved.
Yeah, so quite often it is advocacy for people who want to make complaints, but we do find people come to us if they've just got questions sometimes, especially if they've read their medical records and there's things they don't understand.
Right.
We can always help them to get in touch with doctors to
right.
help explain that. But primarily, yes, if you have a concern or complaint about any treatment you might have received,
yeah.
and I should also say, although it doesn't include private treatment, if you have had private treatment that's been paid for the NHS, for example, a trust will sometimes pay for you to have a hospital operation at a private hospital
yeah.
to lower their waiting list, then that is also covered.
Okay, that's brilliant. So next question, how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, so with CEAP you can check on our website, which is www.seap.org.uk. but if you live on the Isle of Wight and you do want to contact us, we do have a contact centre number. It's 0990440. Do you know what? That's not right. Sorry.
No, don't worry.
Try that again. 0330 440 9000. But actually, I'm quite happy for people to call me direct.
Okay.
Because the contact centre is in Hastings, and they will take your details and pass you on to our team. But I'm aware of people on the island perhaps would prefer somebody locally.
Yeah.
There are two advocates on the island locally. So you can always call me on my number. So my number,
yeah.
077-111-79760.
Well done. Okay, so just one more time, read out your phone number.
Yep, okay, thank so you. That's 077-111-79760.
Fantastic. Oh, well, it's amazing the work that you're doing, and I can't believe I'd not heard of you, but I have now,
yes.
and so have lots of other people. So it's fantastic that you've come in and explained it, and it's equally fantastic the work that you're doing, which
Thank
must
you.
Be doing a lot of good. It must be rewarding for you as
it
well.
It is very rewarding.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
it is. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Kevin.
No. Thanks, Cherie. And I got your name right.
Yeah.